Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Madam Secretary. Okay.
And Mr. Chairman, I move the agenda be approved as printed.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve this evening's agenda as printed. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign. All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Burrell.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are a number of hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, the hearings will be conducted pursuant to the following rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct is not tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room and, in extreme cases, in more severe penalties. Each application is separately announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application.
All right.
The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or for a special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak, and please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents, and if you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and then the board will direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all the testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case is voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed under old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken. And in addition, items listed under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you're advised that it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you can call the board's office in the morning for the results. And in addition, you may watch all of these proceedings live on the internet. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would request that you turn that off during the meeting.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Burrell. First case, please.
Case number 10,561, C&K Builders, LLC, west of Road 274, west of Arnell Road, being lot 49 within Old Landing Development, a variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Name and place of residence.
Joseph Kokoschke, 334 Bear Christiana Road.
Okay, spell your last name, please.
K-O-K-O-S-Z-K-A.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
For the record, my name is Jim Fuqua. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I represent the applicant on this application. I do have a handout I'll give you to be passed down.
Mark.
With me is Joe Kokoschke, who is the principal of the applicant, C&K Builders. The parcel in question before you tonight is lot 49 in the Old Landing Development. That's located at the very end of Old Landing Road on the right, just past the Old Landing Golf Course. This is an application for a variance from the rear yard setback. This area is zoned AR1, so the required rear yard setback is 20 feet per the zoning ordinance. Basically, this lot has a new house that has just been constructed on it. And during construction, the original building plans were slightly modified from the original design to add what I call a small tip out for a sliding glass door on the rear that goes out onto a deck area. If you look at the handout, this is a blow-up of the as-built survey. And basically, what you'll see there, a stone pad, and you'll see a deck. But the actual variance involves the two areas between the red marks that I put on there. And that's the tip-out where the sliding door is located. On the on the south end or the left, the encroachment is approximately 1.64 feet or 19 inches. And that modifies as it moves to the north. So at the other end of that tip out, it's about 0.53 feet or 6 inches. The actual rest of the rear of the building all complies with the 20-foot setback. It's just this tip out area. The impact of the variance is very minor. The rear boundary of the line of the lot, as you can see, does not actually border another lot, as most lots would. This actually borders on the old landing lagoon, which is a canal to the rear. So the closest lot to the rear is actually separated from this lot by the width of the canal. And also the lot to the south or the left on this site, that lot actually extends out with its bulkhead further into the canal than this lot. So it's actually somewhat of a longer lot. If you go through the exhibit that I submitted, as I said, the first one is just showing the survey. The second document there just shows the tax map, so it shows the location of the lot. Lot 49 is lot 1 on the tax maps, I believe. And you can see that it's highlighted in yellow. You can see how it, as I said, borders on this lagoon that's located to the rear. The next page just shows a blow-up of the tax map. The next page is a kind of an aerial photograph of the site. Now, this is taken before the house was actually constructed. But you can see that the lot to the south, as I mentioned, through accretion of the lagoon or when the bulk headings were installed, actually extends further out than this lot. So this lot has less depth than the adjacent lots. And then the other picture basically just shows a bird's-eye view, again showing the location of the lot within the development and the other houses in that area. As I said, originally there was going to be a window at this location, and it was determined to place in a sliding door, and at that time this tip-out was built, basically as an architectural feature and the entrance for this doorway. It wasn't in the original design. It was a modification during construction. And again, it was a mistake because the tip-out didn't encroach the distances that I mentioned. In preparing this application, I thought the issue was pretty straightforward, but I was somewhat surprised to find out that there were several letters in opposition that had been submitted to the board. And I would like to address the points that were raised in those letters in my presentation. Obviously, there may be more letters that will be submitted, or there may be people here that will speak to this, but I just want to address what I am aware of. The first letter was from Mr. and Mrs. Davis, and they own a house at 20 Arnell Road. The main point of their letter, is, as I read it, is that they were really concerned with recent flooding which has occurred, and they believe that this was caused by filling on this lot. Now, in general, I can tell you that a property owner can't alter the natural flow of drainage to impair adjacent property owners. And I don't have any knowledge at all as to the facts or the merits of that issue. But as the board knows, that's not an issue before you, whether this lot causes flooding. There's another forum that would be decided in. Mm-hmm. So it's really not a question before you. Although I think you're aware that in light of the recent rains we've had in December and January, a good deal of Sussex counties had similar problems as that, mainly because of the high groundwater table. The second letter was from Mrs. Calloway, and she owns a home at 22 Arnell Road. She also expressed concern about this flooding and whether the filling of these of this lot contributed to that. But in that, she also mentions that my client had requested the same variance for an adjacent lot. Now, my client actually owns the lot to the north side of this, and he has his residence on that lot, and apparently appeared before the board about 2 years ago requesting a variance for the rear yard. That variance was a request for an 11.7-foot variance, which is 140 inches, and that application was denied by the board. Again, this application is for 19 inches, reducing to 6 inches, and again, as the board knows, each application is judged by its own merits, and this is a different application. An application really has nothing to do with that application and really is judged by the facts of this case. The third letter is from Mr. and Mrs. Bradley, and they own a home at 23 Arnell Road. One of the things they state in their letter in opposition to the variance, they note that this lot lacks the full depth as compared to other lots in the development. And basically, that's what caused the encroachment, which is, in fact, true. But that fact also actually supports our request, because by showing that this lot has a unique depth compared to all the other lots in that development, it just does show uniqueness and something different from other properties similarly situated. That letter from the Bradleys also notes that that this house before you tonight has a small deck that's attached to the rear, and if that deck were ever enclosed, it would have a large negative effect on the view from the Bradley home. And again, the deck that they're referring to, which you can see on the top sheet there, it is not enclosed at this time. And it's legally permitted under the zoning ordinance. It's built at a height that is permitted. So that deck is not encroaching. That deck is legally permitted. And that deck can't be enclosed because it would violate the zoning ordinance or would have to come back before you for a variance. So I only bring that up because that is not what we're requesting. And the concern that if that is enclosed, it would affect their view is, again, not an issue that we're talking about. It's not relevant to this application. I think what is obvious from those letters is that there is some discord with the neighbors that appears to be related to some drainage problems in the area. But this application has to be considered under the appropriate legal standards for an area variance, again, which you gentlemen are well aware and Mr. Burrell advises you of. Now, as to that legal standard, I believe that the evidence before you, the pictures you'll see, what we're showing here is unique physical conditions. First of all, there's a canal to the rear of this property, so there's, unlike most applications, there's no impact to a rear adjacent property owner because there isn't one. And the depth of this lot, which is about 100 feet, is less depth than most of the lots, if not all the other lots in the development. And again, if you look at that blow-up of that aerial photograph that's in that package, you can see how the other lots extend further out. The encroachment, it was caused by a good faith mistake. There was a change in the plans to add this addition for this tip-out for this sliding door. The variance is needed to allow the reasonable use of the building as it's built now. The only alternative would be to require some structural alterations by removing the 19 inches of that building. And quite frankly, there'd be little or no benefit resulting from that alteration. We admit the design change was a mistake. It wasn't picked up as to the setback impact, again, was done in good faith. The requested variance does not alter the character of the area. Because of the shorter depth of this lot, the adjacent properties actually can be built out with the required setback that would still be further out toward the canal than this lot would be with a variance because they're deeper lots. So that 20-foot measurement from the rear of the other lots is actually further out than this tip-out would be with a variance. And this is the minimal variance necessary. As I mentioned, this is not the entire length of the building. It's not the entire rear of the building. It's only this 15-foot wide tip out, and it's 19 inches at its maximum, reducing down to 6 inches at the other end. Basically, the facts are there was a mistake made. It shouldn't have been made. It was a mistake. It does happen. But the cost and the visual impact of removing the encroachment, removing this tip out, as I said, it results in minimal or no benefit to anyone. So that's basically the basis for the requested variance. Mr. Kokoska, is everything I said true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Okay, and gentlemen, that's everything we have to present other than any questions you might have.
All right. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Bourbon?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, the office did receive 3 letters in opposition, as Mr. Joy stated in his testimony.
3 letters. Okay. And pretty much what he read in his testimony was in the letters. Thank you.
If you like, I can read them. They're lengthy.
They are lengthy?
Mm-hmm.
Are you able to summarize them? Yeah.
Basically.
Are they similar to what Mr. Fuqua said?
Mm-hmm.
Water issues and...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The board seemed to be... Okay,
fine
with it. Okay. There being no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think Mr. Fuqua has addressed all the standards for granting a variance. And I do have to agree that I don't see where it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood among the other standards that he'd addressed. In regard to the letters of opposition, summary, I think there's other concerns, but not directly relating to the question at hand. So I would make a motion that we approve case number 10,561.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,561. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion passed. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.